you ever seen Bored Panda? The stuff that comes from Bored Panda. Mm-mm. It's like, I guess, website, whatever. They have a picture gallery of foods that were left on the shelves. You know, okay, how we've been seeing pictures of empty shelves like, uh-huh, crazy? Okay, so there are some foods that people wouldn't even buy when they were panic buying.
Okay.
Now, you made a comment about gluten sensitivity a little while
ago. Yeah, like all those gluten allergies or sensitivity or whatever just went out the window with all the bread that was just bought. Right.
So they compiled a bunch of people's social media pictures, and here's what people did not buy.
Okay.
Corona beer. That's kind of sad.
It is sad. Because, of course, I wouldn't buy it before. Yeah. It's not really my beer of choice, but okay.
And I'm not sure about unsalted potato chips. I mean, what would possibly be the point?
Why do they make them in the first place? Yeah. Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah. I mean, unsalted potato chips is just a slice of potato.
Potato chips are a vehicle to get salt into your
system.
Yes,
they are. Gluten-free battered halibut in the store by itself on a shelf. Baby shark cereal. Now, was that just a trend maybe just went hot tamale flavored Peeps?
Okay.
This is in a New England grocery store, Manhattan clam chowder.
I would be in line. I'd buy it all. Put it in my freezer.
This is interesting. The most, I guess, left out, poor, pitiful, lonely food in the grocery store, frozen pizzas with pineapple or with cauliflower or broccoli crust.
I thought that was all the rage. See, now all of those, I'm going to be keto or whatever. Now everybody has an excuse. Well, I couldn't get it, so I'm going to have to eat double breaded crust pizza now because they were out of.
Deep dish is my friend.
Yeah, well, right now it is. It can fill you up. It'll last a day or two.